The Red Pill Man Show. It's your host, The Red Pill Man. So, let's get into this story that I have for you. Father sobbingly pleads with his girlfriend walking into an abortion clinic not to kill his baby. You hear all the time about how abortion is solely a woman's issue, but it's not. It takes two to create life, and father should have just as much say in the life of his child as the woman does, no matter where that child currently resides. In our society, when it comes to abortion, men and fathers are told we're not allowed to be involved in the decision-making process of whether a child should live or die simply because don't just state in men's bodies. People need to spell check their shit and check the grounds before printing articles. Fathers are often cast aside as illegitimate opinions if they feel their baby should have a chance at life. It always boils down to my body, my choice for abortion advocates. Which really translates to, I kill the baby if I want to because it's growing inside of me, not you. As first reportedly by Life News, one father desperately wanted his baby to live. After his girlfriend decided to abort the child, the father could be seen on video pleading with his girlfriend, screaming, please don't kill our baby, breaking into sobs. The video was originally posted on Father's Day, though the actual date that this was filmed has not been confirmed. The clip was uploaded by a man named John Ryan and informs us that the father's name is Tyler, that the name of the girlfriend is Abby. According to Ryan, Abby is the victim of abuse and was brought to the abortion clinic by one of her abusers, her stepmother. Ryan posted that Abby and Tyler had planned this child and that Abby had already had three children at home, and the eldest being over four, and reportedly cited about having another sibling. Ryan's post contained a second video. Tyler is seen crying in the parking lot and explained through the tears he's a good dad and taking care of her children, which she had by another man. Okay, you fucked up, Ryan. A man who was with him reassured him that no matter what the outcome is, Tyler was doing the right thing. Father's Day, this is a tweet post from Ryan. Father's Day weekend nightmare. This father is kneeling at the doors of this abortion mill, crying out hysterically for the life of his child. His name is Tyler. Mother's name is Abby. Please pray for him. He said Abby has been abused in her life, and one of those involved the abuse. Her stepmother is the one who brought her here to kill the child. He said she has three other children at home, including a 4.5-year-old who is very much aware that mom is pregnant and looking forward to the birth of their sibling. He said they planned the baby. The baby at risk is 12 weeks old. In the attached videos, you can hear this father crying out for his child. It's heartbreaking. This is what real fathers do when his child is in imminent danger. I'll watch it again. Is it playing? No. Playing? No. Alright, people consistently dismiss the feelings and heartache of men in this day and age. Here we see a father desperate to keep his child out of danger, watching helplessly as his baby is led to the slaughter. The pain he must feel is beyond anything many of us can comprehend and hopefully won't ever have to. To make it worse, you can see in the comments Ryan's post the uncaring nature of those who support abortion, laughing at Tyler's tears and desperation, accusing him of being an abuser for wanting his baby to survive. If people ever wonder why so many pro-life people take the stance that they do, it's because of scenes like this. This child has every right to live. Clearly has a loving parent that will go above and beyond for them. Yet a woman was taken to the clinic by her abuser to have an abortion carried out. Abortion is the realm of monsters and atrocities and of pain and of suffering, yet so many treat it like it's a fun pastime that should be joked about. Clearly, we can see that this is not all funny. It is not clear how this story ends. I personally pray for Tyler and Abby's baby. And Abby's baby is still alive today. All right. Okay, this is the problem. All right. You taking care of another man's kids. She has kids already. All right. I saw this video before. And you're making excuses for this woman. You're making excuses. Oh, she was abused. Oh, that's not your problem, man. It isn't. Now, I'm against abortion. I really am. The reality is, okay, you can't play Captain Save-A-Ho with these women, okay? These women who come from these backgrounds, you leave them alone, all right? You leave them alone. You cannot save them. You cannot reason with them. They have to come out of their own hell by their damn selves. Okay? And, you know, you cannot help these people. You can't. These women are broken. All right? You cannot do anything for them. And taking care of their kids, that's not your responsibility. That's the father's job. The biological father's job. This is why so many men are against dating single mothers. Because of the fact that situations like this. All right? All right? This is just... And yes, men should have a right to say, you know what? Because abortion does affect men. It just doesn't affect women. When a woman is pregnant, you know, and the father's around, he gains weight too, as much as she gains weight. And they both are going through it together. And when they have an abortion is committed, they both lose the same trauma together. It took two to make a life. Now, unfortunately for Ryan, he made a poor choice in picking this woman. Okay? A lot of these women will laugh and say, you know, he shouldn't, you know, why you want to be with a woman? And like, why would you want a baby in that type of messed up situation? As I said, I'm against abortion. But it takes two to make a baby, and also it takes two to actually raise a child to agree. All right? Unfortunately, he fucked up. He did. That's it. She doesn't care. And being a beta male, taking care of her kids? Come on now. I'm sorry. It's just... You have to be careful with these women. And we've all learned. We've all been beta males. And in this situation, all he can do is just chuck it up. Okay? And he's crying about, oh, you know, the father comes around. He don't really take care of the kids. Sorry to say, man. Those are his kids. That's why men are against, again, dating a single mother. Because of the simple fact is that's another man's family tree that you're taking care of. And he can come in there anytime he wants and disrupt anything you're trying to teach those kids. He could be a total scumbag. And the woman and the single mother, it's up to her choice to let that man around there, around the kids. Okay? He has that right. And you can't say nothing about that, because she's the one who gave birth to that scumbag's kids, and they have a bond. That's another thing, Ryan. They have a bond. You can't mess with that, Ryan. It's sad, but that's what it is. I mean, what else are you gonna say? Okay, he has a right to those kids. You were just being the cleanup man. It hurts. You know, I've never gone through that. But what I'm trying to say is, the fact of the matter is, you can't try and be there for somebody like that. They're not, people like that are not human beings. It's not gonna wash well. Unequally yoked. She's abused. She's this. She's that. No, Ryan. No, that's the problem sometimes with us men. It's hardwired in our DNA that we want to come in there and clean up, you know, and try to help this person and try to work with them, you know, to help them have a good, see a better world. But that's not our job. It's not. Everybody has a, that is someone's, that's their responsibility, to pull themselves out of their own shit. Okay? Here's some things I've learned. You can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped, Ryan. And that's why men also say also, not date single mothers. Don't date women who've been raped. Don't date women who come from broken homes. Don't date women who never had a father figure in their life. There's a reason for this. Okay? And women will say, oh, you're being mean. You're being spiteful not to date single mothers. But these women know the reason why. They're not dumb. Why not to date single, why men say not to date single mothers? Because they know they have friends that are fucked up single mothers that still let their ex smash while the new man is not around. New man's at work. They would still let the ex man, the ex boyfriend smash, taking advantage of the new man's trust. That's how it goes. For some, the dude got his whole life ahead of him. Whole life ahead of him. Okay. Yet, you know, you want to cry. Look, I get it. I do get it. I get it. But in this tears, you're gonna look back on this and say, you know what? The baby is better off. It's better off in heaven than being in this, to having that type of woman as a mother. Okay? And that's how you just gotta look at it, Ryan. That's the way he gotta look at it. There is no other way to look at it. He put himself in a bad situation. And the best thing you could do is walk away. She kills your baby. Don't get bitter and hate all women now. Don't turn into a bitter woman hater now. Just look at it as like, you know what? That's her loss. Because it is her loss, Ryan. She has to live with the fact that she killed her baby. You'll go through the motions because, like I said, it takes two to make a kid, two to go through pregnancy, and two to go through abortion. Nobody comes out of that unscathed. You'll just learn, you know what? I learned my lesson and move on. That's all us men could do, especially in a beta male situation. Just press forward. Leave that woman behind and stop feeling sorry for her. She is not a child, Ryan. She's a grown woman who can think, act, and speak for herself and make decisions. And she is accountable for her actions that could just accountable for her actions just like any other human being in this world. Okay? And that's the mindset you gotta have. Hopefully he'll take the red pill. Not saying that, oh, this is just female nature. No, I don't really believe, I just think people make choices. That's it. I think just saying it's female nature is just making an excuse for women to excuse a woman of her actions instead of calling her out and holding her accountable. That's all I got to say. Hopefully he'll learn his lesson and just understand that you are in no position to take care of that child, and you're definitely in no position to handle the fact that that woman had other kids by other men. You wanted to have a child with her, and she's going to possibly ruin your life. You probably would have committed suicide, or you would have killed her or one of those boyfriends, because they definitely were not going to have you around being the man of the house trying to mentor their kids. Because that's their saved games. Those are their saved games. All right, Red Pill Man. Like the material, please like, share, and subscribe.